morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, as he does every Thursday, Mike Wood. He is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, and I enjoyed your conversation with Mr. Bennett this morning. He's always a pleasure to speak with.
He's such a dear man. I mean, he really is, and always, you know, just passionate, informed, willing, good. I love him so much, and I know you've had a lot of interactions with him over the years, and you guys had a pedestrian that got struck, last week on 12th by Airport?
Yeah, it was last Thursday evening on 12th Avenue near Airport, and we had Airport or 12th Avenue shut down for a couple of hours because this crash was so serious. A pedestrian, I believe he was 80 years old, an 80-year-old male, was struck by a vehicle and was in critical condition the last I knew. So, there's the crosswalk situation comes into play, and it was dark, and it was just a horrible situation. We just want people to please be careful and please use those crosswalks because we just have way too many of these.
Crosswalk by the light or not at the light? Because I don't think of there being crosswalks not at the lights on that road, but you tell me.
Yeah, there wasn't. There was no crosswalk in that area.
Oh, okay. So he was crossing where there was not a crosswalk. Okay.
Yeah, drivers just naturally not going to expect someone to come out into traffic on foot in that area. You do at crosswalks, but just not on 12th Avenue, especially in that area.
I don't know. Is he okay? Did he get, I don't know. What happened to him?
I don't have an update on his condition.
Okay.
I just know that the night that it happened, the injuries were extremely serious.
Okay. And the driver stopped, I assume, right? To call it in?
Yes.
Which is exactly what the law requires. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Scary stuff for everybody. You also had an armed robbery at the Dollar General and Garden?
Yeah, the one in the 1400 block of West Garden Street, that was Monday evening where an individual displayed a handgun and took a small amount of cash. So we're still looking for that individual. And if anybody has any information, to please contact the Pensacola Police Department or Crime Stoppers if you want to remain anonymous.
Very good. Can we go back just a second to the crosswalk and the pedestrian? Because it's important for people to know what the law is. You know, for example, if somebody's in the crosswalk, you have to stop for them. That's true if it's, Davis Highway, because there are some crosswalk areas in Davis Highway. That's true whether it's on, downtown on Main Street or anywhere else. But there's always the prudence question, too, as a pedestrian. The rule I always teach my boys is it's always better to be alive than to be right. That's true whether you're driving or walking or anything else, right?
Yeah, well, the crosswalk still has to be, a green or the white indication that's on the sign for the person to go across. You can't just go up to a crosswalk and cross against traffic or cross against the light.
Right.
So, even though you're in a crosswalk, you still have to go by the rules. And Andrew, I was just updated by Captain Goss that the individual that was hit did pass away from his injury.
It's so awful. And, I feel awful for him, for his family. I feel awful for the driver, in this situation. And, of course, we know that, Pensacola is the kind of place where we have an awful lot of jaywalking in all different kinds of situations. And, jaywalking per se is not illegal in the state of Florida. Jaywalking where you interfere with traffic is illegal in the state of Florida. But, again, as drivers, you always want to put life first, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's just it's a dangerous thing to do. And people are distracted by a lot of things. And the biggest reason for crashes in not only the state of Florida, but nationwide is distracted driving, whether it be the radio, the cell phone, people inside the vehicle. There's all kinds of reasons for it. But distracted driving and speeding are the two biggest reasons.
It's scary stuff because especially at night, it's hard to see people. They might not be wearing bright clothing. They're in the middle of a street where you don't expect to see them. I mean, it's terrifying. It really is. We always like to end with a did you know or a cop myth. Do you have one for me this week?
Well, and it kind of segues from what we were just talking about traffic crashes. And these are about minor traffic crashes, the first part of this, that in the state of Florida, you are only required to report this if the damage is $500 or more. And, it's easy with these cars now for damage. It could be just a small dent in a bumper to be $500. So if there's any doubt whether you've reached that mark or not, go ahead and call law enforcement and let us come out there, and we can let you know then if a report needs to be done or just a simple exchange of driver information. So, or if the person looks like there may be an issue that they're kind of hesitant, they don't want to tell you who they are or things like that, certainly contact law enforcement.
It is always easier to have a police report and not need it than to need a police report and not have it, right?
Yeah, we've had that happen a bunch. You know, people call in and say, well, we exchanged information. We were going to sell this amongst ourselves, and now I can't get a hold of this person, so I need a police report. And it doesn't work that way. So go ahead and contact law enforcement and let us come out, and we'll make that determination. You know, if it's a minor accident, property damage only on a parking lot, then there's going to be just a driver exchange done. But you still have an officer there that can see license, you know, record license plate numbers, make sure you have the pertinent information that you need to file that claim with your insurance company. And the other point that I wanted to bring up was why we don't release information like this gentleman that we were just talking about is you know, we don't release information on drivers involved or people involved in car crashes anymore. Because within the first 60 days of that crash, that is not public information.
Oh.
So after 60 days, it is public information after 60 days. Now, before 60 days, people can get that report, but you have to have an interest in the crash. And you were the driver, you were a passenger, maybe you're a parent of a teenager that was involved in it, maybe you're a property owner of property that was damaged. Those people can get that traffic crash report within the first 60 days.
Interesting. So it's not a public record until 60 days for the general public unless you're an interested party. And otherwise, all you're going to get is the generic information, age, gender, residence, and then a description of the incident. I know FHP always puts those out, but otherwise you're not going to get that information unless you're entitled to it under the exemption there for if you're an interested party. Is that basically right?
That is exactly right. And after 60 days, it's open to the public.
Very good. Oh, and just one quick follow-up, because I know you implied this, but I want to make sure to settle the point. The driver that struck the man, the pedestrian, I assume no charges against the driver. Is that right?
Not that I'm aware of, no, sir.
Okay. All right. Very good. Mike Wood, he is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you for the time, information, helping us understand the law. That's always my goal with these segments, is that you understand the law better, know what's going on in our community, and you do such a good job of presenting it. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
My pleasure.